Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Trust and believe. Trust and believe.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Sean T, your host of Trust and Believe. You know, each and every week, I want to take you on a journey so you can live your best life. Listen, I'm going to end every episode with a truth bomb so that you can take something away to continue to believe in who you are. Hey, what's up? It's your host, Sean T. And so today I have some really, I don't know if it's exciting news, but I have something exciting to talk about, and it should be the most exciting thing for you. Now, I will preface this by saying some of you might think it's a little bit vain for you to actually think this way, but I'm going to tell you right now, it is okay to be shady as and, you know, one of your superpowers is being selfish, but this is going to be really lighthearted and fun, but I want you to actually understand where I'm coming from. So the first thing I want you to do is, if you're not in your car, or even if you're on a plane, or if you're somewhere, I want you to literally either go to a mirror, push pause, go to a mirror, look at yourself, or I want you to grab your phone right now and just kind of swipe up to the camera and look at yourself. Like, just look at yourself. Don't look at yourself in a way of like, oh my God, I have a blemish. If you have a pimple, great. Like, I actually want you to have a pimple today. Like, I hope you got a, I hope you have a bad hair day. And I hope that you in this, for this podcast, I hope you actually do feel really bad. I know that sounds bad, but I want you to feel really bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's time for another episode of Trust and Believe with Sean T.
We gotta love ourselves, because you know what? We wake up way too much every single day trying to reach for something and try to be perfect, and we do all this stuff, but what we actually do is we beat ourselves down. And you know what? I'm over it. Because if you actually look at the 365 days a year that we live, how many of those days do you wake up and be like, yo, I'm the shit. Like, I am every motherfucking thing you could ever imagine. Yes, I'm just in it. Like, I need you did you come back from the mirror yet? Or did you? I don't know. Obviously you did, because you're listening to this. So the reason why I want to talk about this is because one of the things that people get a bad rap about, and I've talked about this before, but I'm going a little bit deeper into it today, is, you know, people are always like, oh my gosh, she's selfish, or he's selfish, or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, there are some negative ways. There are some negative things and ways of acting that you are being selfish. And there's negative ways of being selfish, like, and we're not going to talk about the negative. We already know the kind of negativity that being selfish gets. But I'm talking about the kind of selfish that's like the good selfish. The kind of selfish that, sorry, I'm burping. You can keep that in now. Okay, we're recording. So I'm talking about the kind of selfish where you want to look at yourself and you want to celebrate who you are and you want to celebrate your look, but you kind of stop because there's a barrier between you at the present moment and you actually like loving who you are. Because a lot of times when we actually go to think about loving ourselves, we stop. We create a barrier. We create a wall because people are going to be like, oh my God, well, he thinks, she thinks she can this and he thinks she that. And so it's this whole thing of us actually stopping something and stopping an emotion that we should have, which is actually loving who we are. Because I'm done. You know what I'm saying? I'm so done with beating myself down. And you should be too. If you have 150 pounds to lose, like, see, the problem is the more you beat yourself down for having 150 pounds to lose, the more weight you're actually going to gain. Because you are beating yourself down. And the more you beat yourself down, the more you're going to eat. Because when you get stressed, you start eating. And the more you beat yourself down, the less you actually believe in who you are. And you try to starve yourself that day. But, you know, when it gets to the nighttime and you turn your shows on and you want to eat everything because you're miserable because you done beat yourself down all day. But today, I'm like, listen, what I need you to do if you're listening to this, I need you to be like, I'm the mother shit. Like, I'm so damn fly. If you're a Christian and you don't curse, sorry, but it's fine. Because sometimes you have to step outside of your comfort zone and sometimes you got to curse. But I just need you to go there for a second. Like, I just need you to go to a place of, like, complete self-love. And this is more important for the people who actually have a hard time with loving themselves. Like, if you love yourself already, I might be like, yo, you need to calm down a little bit because you've been doing this a little bit too much. You know what I'm saying? But if you're somebody who literally have a hard time like believing in yourself and loving who you are, like, listen, you know I love music, right? Let me tell you something about that Meghan Trainor. So I don't know if y'all know who Meghan Trainor is. I don't know if you listen to her, but she got this song called Me Too, and you can actually YouTube the video to Me Too. But in the song she says,
if I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too.
If I was you, I wanna be me too. Like, do you understand? She started off the song by saying, who's that sexy thing standing over there? Oh, she'd be like, yo, that's me standing in the mirror. I'm like, I celebrate that on a whole nother level. I'm like, yes, come through. I'm like, come all the way through. Because instead of walking into a party and like owning the fact that you got the flyest outfit because you actually put it on, you walk into the club, or you actually, before you even leave the house, you're looking in the mirror and you're walking out and you're walking around like, oh my God, do I actually look good? Like, do I look good? And then you're looking at everybody else in the outfit that they have, when really what you should be doing is be like, yo, I dress so damn fly tonight. Like, everybody in this, like, y'all should all wish y'all was me. Not being that way in a sense of like, you feel like you're better than other people, but being in that way to be like, yo, like, I'm the only one I have. It ain't no other Sean T out there. It ain't, if your name is Susie or Josie or LaQuisha or whatever your name is, whatever you, or Joe or Jordan, who's my engineer. Whoever you are, you should be like, there is no other one. Like, you are the only one. So how many times do you actually celebrate being the only you? Because we wake up, we go to work, we answer to people, we're a subordinate to somebody, we got to do things for the kids, we got to, like, you know, give the husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend some sex or whatever. You know, you got to do all these things for other people. But how many times do you actually wake up and be like, yo, like, that you can literally do a 360 degree look when you are at a red light or at the water fountain at the office or in the lunch line and be like, yo, I know all of y'all want to be me now. Like, I know all of y'all want to be me, but it's fine. Like, you can't. Like, I'm so fine with that. You know what I mean? While celebrating how amazing you think other people are. I mean, I still think you should give people props. Because it also comes with the fact that you should be able to walk by your homegirl, your homeboy, or, you know, your boss. Like, you should actually, this is my challenge to you, actually. Walk into your boss's office, like, on a day that you think he or she looks really nice. Or, you know, some people might say that's, like, sexual harassment if you go in the office and be like, yo, you look fly as hell today. So if you can't do that to your boss, at least go in there and be like, you know what? I think you are awesome. Like, you are everything. Because if you actually think that, if you actually look in the mirror and be like, yo, I know everybody wants to be me and it's fine. But if you can actually pay that energy forward to other people and be like, yo, you fine as hell, or you are like ridiculously amazing. If you can actually look at other people and completely go to the positive, that person who's the bitch, because this is what I've done. Listen, let me tell you what I do. Jordan, don't let me forget what I was just talking about, but I gotta tell you all a story about what I do. Yo, what I do, whenever I go to a restaurant, I literally say to Scott, I'm like, I hope we get a server that's having the worst day. Because, and Scott loves it. He's like, oh my God, like if we do get a server that is dry boots, for those of you who don't know dry boots, is like somebody who's like, just not even about, like they've been there for 12 hours and they feet hurt. Like, If I walk into the restaurant and you having a bad day and you're a server or a waiter or something like that, please ask to come to my table. Because you can be as rude as you want, but trust and believe, I have a 100% track record of turning people's day around when I'm their customer. Because I'm like, the minute someone comes over to me as a waiter or a server or whatever, and they're like miserable, I'm like, what you do today? I don't even, like, they be like, what you want to drink? I'm like, what you do today? And they look at me like, why you up in my business? And they be like, yeah, I've been working all day. I'm like, oh, okay, I want some coffee, or whatever I say. And then they come back to the table, and I be like, so what's your favorite thing here? Because I'm like, this menu is a lot. Like, I'm trying to eat healthy, and it's not the, like, I get them involved. And sometimes it's hard. Like, sometimes it takes a long time to, like, break them down. But here's the thing. Because I try to wake up and I try to go into the restaurant with a positive attitude. I'm like, trust and believe, I will turn their day around. Because there's really, unless there's something horrific going on in your life and you're there and it's really hard to bust out of that negative space, there's no reason for you not to be happy. Because you decided to take the job or whatever the job is. I don't care what your job is. You decided to take it. So why are you going to be miserable? Well, that's where Sean T comes in. Because my whole point is to leave you after I leave, you know, the restaurant, is to leave you being like, yeah, like I do feel amazing. And really just instilling the fact that, like, you are worthy of being liked. Because most of the time, if a person comes to your table and you're a server and you act like that, they're going to give it to you right back. Like, they're not going to be like, they're going to be like, I'm giving her a $2 tip or 25 cents. Because I heard giving somebody a 25 cent tip is the shady of the shade. But I'm like, if you start out at me not wanting to give you a tip, my goal is to want to give you 25%. But imagine if everybody thought that way. Imagine if people actually thought to themselves, instead of reacting to the bullshit, I'm going to eliminate that conversation and I'm actually going to find what it is about them that they like. So here's, all right, so that makes them happy. So I'm on a train, I'm coming up here. So I record this podcast in Harlem or whatever. And so I'm on a train, I'm on a two train because I don't do that one line because it stops everywhere. So I'm on an express train, but so at Columbus Circle, is it Columbus Circle? I forget whatever stop it is, but there's like a Trader Joe's. And so all these people get on the train at Trader Joe's, right? 72nd Street, come through. So on 72nd Street, so all these people get on the train. And so there's these two women and this guy. And so they all get on with all their bags. And, you know, I know they're, you know, obviously it's the express train because the next stop is like 100 and something. And then, what's the next stop, Jordan? It's 96th Street. They can't hear you. I need y'all to hear you. Shady. Okay. He's saying stuff to me I know you can't hear. But anyway, so it's 96th Street.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And so, but they get on and they like plopping their bags down. So these two women, they sat across from me and there was like one sat in one chair, one left the chair open, but the other person sat like two chairs over, like two seats over, but they both were kind of in the seat in between them just because they were just kind of like, so the guy that got on the train tried to squeeze like in between them. And he has his, like, I don't know if he had a flute or something or, like, a yoga mat. I don't know. He had his bag on top of his, you know, Trader Joe's bags. And they were, like, looking at him. They were giving him the eye beyond eye beyond. They were over him. And I'm across from them. So I'm, like, they mad as hell. Like, you know, they probably had a long day. It's Sunday. They trying to get their food prepping. They probably hungry because when you go shopping, you hungry. You shouldn't go shopping hungry anyway, because that's just the wrong thing to do, because you get extra stuff. But anyway, so they mad. So I got my music, I got my headphones on, and I'm looking at them, and I start cracking up, because I'm like, I know you mad. And so I'm listening to that song by, I'm actually not listening to Me Too, but I'm listening to the song Life by, the song that goes, this is the life, this is the life. And they be like, give it up for the kids. They be going for it. And so I'm dancing. And I'm laughing at both of them because they are over it. And I get them to crack a smile. And I'm like, and I'm mouthing them. I'm like, it's not that serious. I'm like, it's like he just wanted to sit down. And both of them just kind of laughed and made room. Because what happens is people don't change their mindset. Like, you go into a negative place. And I've talked before about tornadoes. Like, we go into the tornado and we let the tornado completely demolish any positive thinking that we had. And so that's why I believe this. Ow. No, y'all should be like this. Listen. You should actually start dancing now because she's about to go for it.
Thing I see over there, that's me standing in the mirror.
Shade.
What's that icy thing hanging around my neck? That's gold. Show me some respect. Oh, I thank God every day that I woke up feeling this way. And I can't help loving myself, and I don't need nobody else. Nuh-uh. Wanna be me too, I'd wanna be me too, I'd wanna be me too. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too, I'd wanna be me too, I'd wanna be me too.
Yo, like, who's that sexy thing stand up? That's me. Like, if you can't call yourself sexy at least one time a day, I do not care how many roles you have. And you might be like, well, what do you know? Because you're the workout guy. Listen, I will show you every stretch mark of my body. I got them on my arms. I be laying on the beach and people be like, yo, did you take steroids before and gain weight really quick? I got them on my butt. I got them on my hips. I got the stretch marks, and they used to literally like stifle my ability to think positive about myself. And now let me tell you something about me and being naked. Let me tell you. And I talk about being naked in my book, Trust and Believe. Because I believe, so this is what I really want to do. I really want to go back to Mykonos and go to the new beach. Actually, we were in Seattle this year for the summer, and Scott was like, do you know that there's a new beach just south of the Seattle Tennis Club? And I'm like, I'm ready to jump on a jet skis right now. Like, I'm ready to go. But if you rewind me 10 years ago, or before I even met Scott, there is no way on God's green earth that I would be naked any... I didn't even like getting naked in front of Scott. Like, I was like, lights out, in the dark sex. Because I was like, I didn't want to see myself. I didn't want him to see me. I didn't want... Like, I was like, no. Like, I just... The sight of... I mean, it comes with a lot of heaviness, right? Like, I was when I was molested as a kid, it was like the starting of the touch in my butt. So I definitely didn't want whatever. And then it was like, and then I gained a lot of weight when I was, you know, when I was younger, when I was my freshman year in college. And so then I have all these stretch marks. And so it's just like layers and layers of baggage, right? But let me tell you something. When I got rid of the baggage in my life, when I was able to go to therapy and find out why I didn't want to be seen naked, why I didn't accept my stretch marks, I'm like,
put that acid thing hanging around my neck. That's gold. Show me some respect. Oh, I thank God every day that I woke up feeling this way. And I can't help loving myself. And I don't need nobody else. Nuh-uh.
But that's the thing right there. When I woke up every day, I have bad days or whatever. But the general consensus between me and me is that I can wake up every day and be like, I don't need nobody else to control my body. I don't need anybody else to tell me that I'm beautiful. Don't get it twisted. It's nice to be called attractive and this and that. But if you have the foundation of even attempting to love yourself, if you have that... Listen, y'all. If you have the foundation of loving who you are, I'm gonna tell you right now, this is worth more than that $750 million lottery that we had in 2017. And it's probably still 2017 when you're listening to this. But the price of loving yourself is priceless. There's nothing like it. And so I say all of that to say, like, you should be able to say to me when you meet me, and you can say it to me, don't say it to nobody else because they probably going to think you crazy, but you literally can come up to me and be like, Sean T, if I was you, I'd want to be me too. Like, say it to me, because if you say that to me, I'm going to be like, slay the game, because that's how I know you are at least making strides to be 100% confident and secure in who you are. It's not going to happen overnight. It sure ain't. But the act of acting, the act of taking action to look in the mirror and making sure you tell yourself that I want to be me. And you can actually practice on yourself. You can look in the mirror and be like, yo, if I was you, I want to be me. Because self-love is priceless. And you are absolutely, absolutely, absolutely incredible. And you should own it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Tsinis.
Kayla Tsinis. I'm Kayla Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You can take it, you can make it, dig deeper, come on, y'all. Trust and believe with Shanti.
And so now for this week's Truth Bomb. Every wrinkle, blemish, and gray hair marks a step on your journey. So accept them as you accept yourself. Listen, whether you have gray hair starting, or maybe your hair is falling out, or maybe you do have those wrinkles, or maybe you do have the sunspots, or maybe you just have an extra roll or two. Guess what? All of these things that are happening are creating wisdom in your life. All of these things that you are seeing are signs that you have to start to do some work. And the good thing is, you're alive. And so these things didn't happen overnight. Whether it's a bad thing that you don't like or something that you actually do like that has changed about yourself, the thing is, everything that you see took a process. Everything you see was a choice that you made to get there. Now, yeah, I know you might be like, well, I didn't ask for this blemish and I didn't ask for this sunspot. I'm like, listen, you went out in the sun. You sure went on vacation. You know what I'm saying? Or if you don't like the stretch mark, and I say this to myself, I'm like, you sure was eating at Domino's at 12 midnight. You know what I'm saying? But the thing that's amazing about having all of these things, whether it's gray hair or whatever, is that you actually made a choice to continue to live, to get to this moment right now. So if you're living, if you are at this moment right now, if you are literally in a space where you can actually give attention to the things that you don't like, then you are in a space where you can start to make changes and choices and decisions so that you can become a better you and live your best life in the future. So don't complain about the blemishes. Don't complain about the wrinkles. Don't complain about the gray hair. Accept them, because the sooner you accept them, the sooner you can move on along your journey and begin to take steps to trust and believe in who you are. I might sound like a broken record, but listen, the minute you actually trust yourself, the minute you actually say, if I was you, I want to be me too, the minute you can say that to people, listen, no matter what comes up in your life, no matter what happens in your life, if you have that, you have built and created a foundation that you can stand on. And there is no better foundation to stand on than the belief that you have in yourself. My name is Sean T. Peace out. I could not do this podcast on my own, so I would love to thank Todd Midget at NC Fit Club for producing such an amazing podcast and being able to really put the message out there for you guys. Another huge shout out to Michael McBride and his team of Kanisha Holiday and Gabriel Mudd for the new Trust and Believe theme song. You guys really did an amazing job and really put forth the effort of helping people trust and believe. And last but not least, I would love to give a huge shout out to Coffee Anderson, because your truth bombs would not be as impactful if he didn't give you that theme song as the intro. Last but not least, me. I thank you. I am your biggest fan, and I hope you come back every week ready to trust and believe with an open mind so that we together can live our best lives and believe in who we are. You can find Michael McBride at The Real McBride on Instagram, and you can find Todd Midget at NC Fit Club. If you want some music or video editing, continue to trust and believe in who you are.